Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Coolin' Out. We are back.
It is Kev.
And it is Rel. What's up? What's up, man?
What's up, man? Congratulations. We made it. We made it. What a road, man. What a road, man. The ups and the downs.
Hey, listen.
Never lost faith.
Huh? Not on wax, no. Bron, Lakers, NBA champions, we told y'all. Listen, I just don't know where the Clipper lovers went overnight. Mm-hmm. It's just... They just dissipated. They disappeared. They're gone now. And then all the Bron haters, they just, you got to give it up, man. 17 season. Mm-hmm. Like, do you have his numbers readily available to you for the, from the finals?
I don't at the moment. I can find.
I know it was like 28, but... 29, 10 and not or and 8 and something like that. Shooting 42% from the three line, from the three. I remember that. And like 57 from the field.
Mm-hmm.
Something nuts. This man's 35 years old.
35, 17 season. Just updating the resume again. Mm-hmm. Fourth ring, fourth finals MVP, another NBA nod, another All-Star nod, second in MVP vote. And I mean, come on. Come on.
What more can he do?
This is getting crazy. Well, it was already crazy, but it's getting crazier. I mean...
Did you see his post? I loved it. He's like, what else they gonna do? Create some other criteria that other people didn't have to live up to.
Oh yeah, the haters. They going crazy trying to find something.
they're gonna cling on to the 6-0. That's all they're gonna cling on to. That's all they have to cling on to.
What's gonna happen if he wins as much rings? Is it gonna be because the only knock is gonna be he went to more finals but he lost? Is that what?
That or God forbid, like he wins just as many rings and like he doesn't win 6 finals MVPs. Mm-hmm. Then he got carried to the others. No matter what numbers he puts up, he got carried to the others.
Yeah, that's coming.
He literally can't win.
He can't win. Oh yeah, I'm looking at his. Oof. Wow. 30, 12, and 9. A steal. Wow. 59, 42. That three. We got to work on that. 67.
I tried to like leave that out. I didn't even.
I'm being facetious, though. I mean, he the best player in the league, and he 35 years old. I mean.
Yeah, 17. If he ain't got a free throw shot yet, it ain't coming.
This is what, ring 4 in 8 years? This is crazy. He won the first one in college, and now we're approaching 30.
That's a fact. I forgot about that.
Lay down the resume.
This man sustained level of greatness.
Mm-hmm. Harden, top 5. Westbrook, top 20. Jokic, top 10. Murray was a top 5 player in the bubble.
Yes.
He was that. And then the Heat. Who was the harder team, the Heat or the Nuggets? I know Heat took him six, but.
Ooh.
Right? I was trying to think that.
I think, maybe the Heat just because, like, they just play more team basketball and, like, and play with, like, more grit, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, like, more, And I guess they're a harder team to score against. They just, like, play harder defense than the Nuggets, whereas the Nuggets is just trying to outscore you. And, right. like, Jokic don't really play any defense. Murray don't really play any defense. And the Heat have more wings they can switch out on Braun. They got Crowder, Iggy. So, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Nuggets are clearly more talented, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when you factor in the couple injuries. But, before we continue, no kudos to the Heat. Got nothing but respect. They who we thought the Clippers would be. Feisty and all that.
Yeah, nah. What they say about the Clippers? They got the dog in them.
Got them dog, yeah.
Yeah, they got them dogs over there.
The amount of money they're paying some of these folks. Anywho.
You say we can do their job?
I mean, it's getting tough. It's getting tough to see some of this. Butler, man. I gotta say, whatever spot that I usually reserve Paul George in on the top 10, he gone. That's definitely Butler's. He definitely, he better.
Yeah. I will give you that because what I saw from him was, it was surprising. I didn't think he had that in him.
Not that like, level. He outplayed LeBron.
Yeah.
He matched him. He outplayed him and then he matched him.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just say, that's just another testament to LeBron. Cause
you
that
see how
level,
dead he was after?
That level that Butler ascended to, Bron, he was there the next, in game six, he was still there.
And Butler was dead. Legs were shot.
Dead.
Now, Bron do that nightly.
At 30, this is crazy. At 35. But I remember seeing when Butler was getting up after his post game, and he was having trouble walking. I was like, what are you? Because you definitely, you outplayed, you matched him offensively and you guarded him like the majority of the game. What are you going to even look like in game six?
He needed an ice bath quick. I thought they were going to get him some shots, some fluid, something.
Yeah.
Because he could like barely even move.
One day I hope LeBron does the tell on with his diet and his preparation because this is crazy. Like it's just, it's crazy. He, like, you know, in some of these postings, he's like, yeah, I could play another game right now. I'm like, Bron, you the goat. You don't have to do all this.
Relax.
But then it's like, you see Jimmy Butler has his workload for, like, what, two nights? And he crippled. And
crippled. Yo, he stood up, we stood up at the post comments. I was like, I mean, at the press. I was like, whoa. Like, and it was like a, like, really, like, like, he was struggling. Like, like, he was on stilts. Like,
yeah. Yeah, man.
Surprised he made it out on the court. Seriously.
For real.
Game six, the way he was looking after five, so.
But kudos to them, man. I can't. I just would have just. So much went into this. The terrible first season. I mean, there's so much. Him getting his shot blocked. We get a.
Oh, his own?
Oh, no. That. When Magic turned state on live TV.
Oh.
He gave up the family.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh my God. Palenka was a backstabber. Got him. The groin injury.
Left at the wrong time.
Activate in playoff mode. Didn't really work.
I forgot about that.
Remember?
That was sad last year.
That was sad. It was sad. That's why we got to.
I'm about to go zero dark 30 and then nothing happened. My God.
I don't know if you remember this one. This is after AD wanted. After the trade discussion stalled and they couldn't get anything done by the 2019 trade deadline, whatever team they're playing, the crowd traded LeBron wants to trade you to the players on his
Brandon
team.
Ingram.
You remember that?
But
not a bright side.
I mean, he didn't want to trade him, though.
And he got his wish a couple months later. Oh, man. I remember that, too. Lakers gave up too much, sir, for the 26-year-old Anthony Day. They gave up too much. They just gave up
too much. They gave up way less than what the Clippers gave up to get Paul George. And we see how that turned out.
That hurts.
Huh?
That one. Ooh.
They are in fucking cap misery. They don't got a first round pick to win 2025.
I think it might be 27. I think it might be. Yeah, it's rough. It's rough, man. That's crazy. They gave up for a second round exit. They gave up. Oh, that's tough.
For a dude shooting threes on the side of the backboard.
I mean, Shannon Sharp said it. Kawhi, you picked that.
He did.
That. Oh, that's another thing. That's another thing. Since we're reminiscing, nobody want to play with Bron.
Oh.
Nobody. Remember, first season, Paul George ain't come. Kawhi turned us down. Jimmy Butler. All those freaks, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. And look at that. We still got the best one anyway.
Yep.
See? Gotta do it, won't he?
Gotta do it. No one wants to play with Bron. Kawhi wants to be the king and take his own path. We see how that turned out. Mm. He wants to face LeBron. He doesn't want to join him. Couldn't even make it to him. Lakers did their job.
Never forget a 3-1. Blown a 3-1 lead.
I ain't going to blame Doc Rivers for it.
That's tough to have on your ledger, man.
Should be ashamed of himself.
Mm.
Playoff P.
Yeah, they don't have speaking of the clip, they don't have a first round pick until 2027. All they got is second round picks.
2027?
Mm-hmm. We got one of theirs in 2020. We got the right to swap in 2021. New York.
Who we? I was like, Lakers damn sure ain't got nothing, but the Knicks do, I bet. But those gonna be low first, so it don't really matter.
Hey, better we have them than them.
Oh, facts. I mean, the Knicks ain't going to do shit with him, though. So.
Oh, and let's not forget, speaking of Kawhi, let's not forget how he stalled his announcement while he was conspiring at Drake House.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Rob had to just get it together on the fly. And look at that.
A lot of last minute pieces. And don't forget, during the season, how all these players, the better players, signed with the Clippers over the Lakers, the Marcus Morrises of the world, the Reggie Jacksons, like literally
everyone
the Lakers were chasing after the Clippers got.
Wow. God, so good.
Every single player that was like midseason, like the Clippers got.
Every single buyouts, one.
All that.
Supposed to be a Hall of Fame defensive team.
Yep.
Best slap wings floor since defense. Scotty and Mike.
Had your home man. Break. Eating them up.
Yeah, it's a good time. I don't want to misquote this. I believe they had three players on the all defensive team this year. But I don't want to fib.
It could be Kawhi, Patrick Beverley, and Paul George, correct?
Oh, let me check. Oh man.
Love to see it. Patrick Beverley, all that screaming, Montrezl Harrell, all that screaming. To lose.
Yep. And we have all they get is a 2-2 split in the regular season with us and a blown 3-1 lead.
Yeah. I could tell they were gonna crack, that they were cracking though. Because Luka was cooking them.
He was
cooking them.
We should have known then. Mm-hmm.
Was cooking them by himself. And we don't know what would have happened if KP Porzingis didn't get ejected. He got ejected in the first game.
Yeah.
And then if he didn't get injured in the third game, and missed the rest of the series, who knows what happened? Because Luka was cooking up.
Oh, man. No, I misspoke. They had two on the second, all-defensive second team. They had Kawhi and Patrick Beverley. You couldn't tell it. You couldn't tell it.
Oh, Paul George didn't make any defensive team? Oh.
You couldn't tell it, but
Kawhi,
it all is
Kawhi getting that just based off of his passing. Yeah, off rep. Thank you.
That's what I'm looking for.
He is not like a good defender anymore.
Yeah.
Neither does Patrick Beverley.
Yeah.
Patrick Beverley reminds me of like KG in his later years in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. He's like doing all that screaming and scowling, but like wasn't doing so nothing. Good.
Ah, it's so beautiful the way this all played out. I gotta say. Remember they didn't want to, who was it, Patrick? He didn't want to dap up AD and LeBron when they ran them in Summer Vegas. League. And,
Like ducked underneath them, doing the most.
Doing the most. Yeah, you can't. We didn't even have Avery Bradley.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Didn't even have Avery, starting shooting guard all season. Didn't even have him.
LeBron said, we'll make it work. We'll figure it out.
KCP was our big three for the finals.
I mean, he stepped up. I ain't even going to lie.
He did. He was the third best player for the finals.
He stepped up big, especially in, like, game six for sure. He had some really big shots, played some good defense. I was like, okay, KCP. Clutch.
Yeah.
That's how we do it over at Clutch Sports.
Pelinka got time to actually, you know, upgrade the roster to a little bit. And, you know, people don't want to come play.
I've been hearing that they might let Kuzma go.
For who?
They're just going to trade him.
Any targets? Asset, so.
Just loose talk saying that they're going to trade Kuzma.
I'm looking at this Fred.
But the only reason why I think they would is because, like, he's the only real asset they have. KCP's a free agent.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people don't want to come. I mean, you got LeBron and
hopefully Danny Bridges retires. Jesus. But he got $15 million coming up next year.
Yeah, he not.
Yeah,
that's a three-time champ.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, shout out them. Three-time champ. Shout out Rondo too. Dwight.
Ooh, forgot about Rondo. I'm tripping. Rondo played well too. And Dwight, that's added to his Hall of Fame ballot. That first time, you know, he already had the stats, but now you got a ring too.
Mm-hmm. JaVale McGee, three-time champ.
Facts. JaVale didn't even take the court the past two series. Didn't have to.
J.R. Smith, as I read on Twitter, as many rings as our entire franchise, beloved. He got as many rings as the Knicks. It hurt. They can be so cruel.
Damn, Bron put all his boys on. That's nuts.
Dion Waiter came along for the ride. He was wilding to start the season.
Does Boogie get a ring?
Nah, he got cut. Oh, wow. He got cut. Hopefully, if he's healthy, he'll come back. We needed, what was it, Marcus or Marquise?
Marquise.
The good one.
The good one. Now he's the good one. He got a ring. You see JaVale McGee's video when he was talking about the Greek freak?
Ooh, I love that kind of petty. Love it. Love to see it. Love to see it.
Y'all talking about the Greek freak? He got the ring first. On Costas. And Costas just sitting there looking lost like.
Yeah, that champagne was coursing through his veins right there. He was going crazy.
He got the ring. I was like, damn, shots fired.
I mean, there's some interesting free agents that, depending on. All right, well.
Free agent, DeMar DeRozan?
Well, the number one, Anthony Davis got a player option. So he secured the best.
He's going to opt out.
Yeah, I'm not even going to, this thing going to happen. Let me name the real list. We can't afford him. I'm going to just run down a list. Brandon Ingram, he's restricted and he's not going to want to come back here. Fred VanVleet, unrestricted, we can't afford him. DeRozan, we can't afford him. And you got a player option.
We don't want him.
We don't want him. Montrezl Harrell.
We might.
Unrestricted.
We might.
For the right price.
He a trader, right? Or a double agent?
The double agent.
Mm-hmm.
Bogdanovich.
Wait, which one is that?
He's restricted, though. He's on the he's in Sacktown. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's so many of them. I'm like, which one is that?
Gordon Hayward, the player option, he's going to take that. Danilo Gallinari. That's interesting. Unrestricted. Unrestricted 32. That's interesting, yeah.
That'd be a nice little
Depending on if you take a pay cut.
Oh, massive.
They're taking
pickup.
Them shots instead of a number of folks.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be an interesting piece.
Like, I seen some coups for Buddy Hield and whatever picks. If they took that,
that'd be dope.
That would be, oh.
Because you know Buddy Hield going to spread that floor.
It'd be interesting. We'll see. I don't even know when free agent starts. There's a couple more on here. David Bertans. Evan Fournier. No, not Conley. Dragic. Serge Ibaka. Yeah, we could. Oh. Joe Harris. Well, he's going to get paid somewhere. He'd be nice, but he ain't going to. We can't afford him. We get him. He's on the Nets. He'll probably just stay there with them, but got him. He'd be good.
Nets can afford him?
That's a good question. I think they can go over because they got his bird rights, I believe. So they can go over the cap to re-sign him. But I also don't know what the cap situation looks like right now.
I'm just a little confused about the Nets. I want to see what they look like next year because they've been talking kind of reckless lately.
Lakers are the feel heading into next season.
Lakers?
Yeah, I'm picking the Lakers. It's kind of crazy that... No,
No. Unless it's like some like monster trade with like the Greek Freak goes to the Warriors or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then that'd be like, oh, all right.
Yeah. Because
they got Steph Clay, Greek Freak, and the fuck's that kid's name? Andrew Wiggins? They'll probably have to trade him for that. For
yeah,
that,
he though, would but. Have to go. Him and Draymond gone.
Yeah. Either way.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That's a big three-piece.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Yeah, no.
Let's hope not.
But that's why I'm saying JaVale McGee's putting out that video. I'm like, yo, y'all should have made the Greek Freak want to leave.
For real. Who do you think they face in the Western Conference Finals, as is?
Clippers. Who? Denver?
The Warriors. Maybe the Nuggets. The Warriors.
Nah, Steph Clay.
They got a second pick. They got the number two pick. They could flip that for something.
That's a fact. These niggas tanked properly. I hate
them. Mm-hmm. I know. Still.
I forgot how much I hated them. It was like out of sight, out of mind. Now I'm thinking about it like my fucking, like my blood started boiling. I'm like, I hate these. Oh, I hate them.
What about Out east. Who you think comes out the east? As is. Huh?
Don't really care. Probably between Brooklyn, if KD comes back, like KD.
Oh, that's a good question. You're not a big KD fan, right? How do you think he's going to come back? He said he was trash.
I don't know. But I didn't say he was trash. What I said was I'm glad the Knicks didn't sign him because he's never not going to come back off this injury. Period.
I'm clipping this.
Why be tied up? What'd he sign for? 4 years, right?
I think 4 years, like 150 or something like that.
4 years. All right, so year one was done, right? So year one would have been a waste.
Right.
We got 3 more years to see how he turns out.
All right, what percentage would he have to come back? 4 year, 164. What percentage would he have to come back to not be the best player in Knicks history? It's a 80%.
Who's the best player in Knicks history?
Walt Frazier? I don't know.
Chill, be Patrick Ewing, maybe.
Patrick Ewing? I mean, at least we won a ring with them.
That was in the 70s, beloved.
I guess it is Patrick Ewing.
They're playing in Converses.
So 80% of Kevin Durant better than prime Patrick Ewing?
Let me go about Melo.
Is he the best?
I don't know, but 80% of Kevin Durant ain't better than prime Melo.
That's true. It's close, but I agree.
It's close. Maybe like 85%.
I agree, though. I fully agree. Maybe 90 on his best night.
Yeah.
But I agree.
Melo going crazy.
I agree with you fully. He averaged like almost 30. That season they won.
That one season they won.
The division. Mm-hmm. Whatever that mean now.
It mean nothing. Because we knew when they saw the Heat, they were going to lose.
They said, oh no, I'm looking at, they got at number two, Willis Reed and Patrick Ewing are tied for two, and Walt Frazier is listed number one on Bleacher Reports.
Well, I don't know. I didn't live through that time. So. It could be true. I just didn't live through it.
Back to the Durant. They're saying they're putting together a deal now to try to get Chris Paul.
The Knicks are. Oh.
The Knicks. Nah, chill. That'd be weird.
How many years he got left? I'll take it.
I think two.
I think
one and then a player option. So two. His player option at like 44 million or something like that.
I'd take it just because we have nothing else right now.
I agree.
Like, I'd take it and then, like, hope that – but the only thing that worries me is that players hate playing with him.
That is true.
So it's like maybe he'll help out young players, but, like, I don't think he'll bring players in because people hate playing with him.
Maybe he got a good rep.
We got Julius Randle.
Let's move off this.
Todd Gibson.
Well, right now we had Kevin Durant returning, but with Chris Paul and a Chris Paul trade. How do you feel about the team? We don't have that kind of luck.
No, wouldn't happen.
The cops coming to get me.
I see. You on the run.
I'm talking crazy.
So, you think Kevin Durant gonna come back and just be Kevin Durant? When? This upcoming season?
Yeah.
I think he might just because of the extended layoff.
But based on what I said,
we only got 2 years worth of Kevin Durant for 4 years worth of money.
Okay, we'll never know. We'll never know.
The second year of his contract, he would have came back, would have been his first year playing. He would have been getting his bearings underneath him. And then we got year 3 and 4 of the contract. That's what we would have got of him being KD.
That would have been 17 months in a typical non-pandemic year from last June to now. Actually, yeah, he would have been gearing up now. That's 17 months ago. And now you put the additional, this end of the season might start January, February now. They don't even really know. but not.
Yeah,
this
I'm saying
year.
Now, given these conditions, but in a regular year, in a regular time, we would have missed the first season like he did, and we already would be starting second year now in October.
Okay.
And he would, okay. And I think that he wouldn't be at 100%. He would be just getting his bearings underneath him, and that would just be a year. So yeah, we would have got 2.5 years of Kevin Durant.
Okay. What about now? Everybody healed up. 20 months.
Nah, fuck him. We didn't need him. He didn't want to come here. I'm good.
How many teams on paper are better than him?
Than the Knicks?
The Nets.
Oh. I was like, how many?
I don't want to waste your time.
I was like, let me count the ways. Like, shit. How many are better than them? Lakers, obviously.
No, in the East. In the East.
Oh. Ooh. That's tough. Just based on continuity. Ooh, that's tough. Probably none. So you don't know how, like, KD, Kyrie, Steve Nash, how all that's going to mesh. Wait, and, like, the Celtics are top.
You said, like, one?
No. I said none.
Oh, okay.
On paper. But then I said you have to kind of give some credit for to teams for, like, continuity because it's the first time KD, Kyrie are playing together. Plus, you got Steve Nash, who ain't never coached before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the Celtics are talented. They've been together for a while. The Heat are just prove they're talented. At least they work hard, you know? And you still got Giannis and the Bucks. Can't forget about them. Even though they fell on their face this year.
Valid. All right. It's a little early talk.
I don't know. I don't know if I see any of those teams beating like KD and Kyrie.
That's the thing.
In a 7-game series.
If they got their heads on straight.
I don't know what's wrong with those dudes. They're literally some weirdos. What do you say? Hanging with Kai?
Got the sitting with Kai? Or maybe it was hanging with Kai. Something. I look
like incense burning in the back. Pray for the man. Actually, I don't waste my prayers on millionaires. I'm good. Sorry.
Yeah. Prayers and tears. You got to keep them.
Got to keep them. He's straight.
Mm-mm. Oh, man.
Jesus. What else we got?
NBA-wise?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Oh, shout out to Adam Silver. For the bubble, the zero positive COVID test. Can't forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a major feat and major accomplishment to pull off.
Without question.
Got to make sure we put that out there. Best, you know, sports league commissioner. Because that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
That was
no, it's insane.
Yeah.
We're recording zero? Zero. Yeah, we were recording, it's mid-March. Yeah, if you would have told me that in, like, I think it's, 7 months around this time, you're not only that the NBA would have been back, but they would have played 8 regular season games apiece for 22 teams, and we'd crown a champion, and it'd be the champion you want.
And allow guessing.
I would have been like, what? So, no, this is so commendable. All right.
Mm-hmm. It's a major feat. And then you got on the opposite, you know. Obviously, different circumstances, but you got the NFL now who's just going through a COVID outbreak. Like, all these games, all the schedules being shipped all over the place and rescheduled. And, like, as we record now on Tuesday, we got the Bills and the Titans playing because, you know, the Titans had their outbreak and Titans didn't get to practice for God knows how long. They just started practicing 2 days before this game. It's just all over the place. Everything's just, like, up in the air. It's, like, really hard to, like, I don't know.
Tuesday night game, no Thursday night game as a result. Schedule is all out of whack. They're saying they're and obviously they're up to delay the Super Bowl if need be. It's like who knows? I've even read that in extreme circumstances they might if they have to go by win percentage, like if a team just can't play their game, like some of this might have to be determined. If it gets to that, obviously they don't want to do this.
What do you mean? Like they won't play and they just say based on who they thought was going to win?
No, like if a team out of the 16, they go, they only get to play 14 games and they go 10-4 versus.
Interesting.
Yeah. Who knows? You need all these precautions. Who knows?
Wow.
But it's crazy.
I mean, going in, like, there was already talks that, you know, they probably wouldn't make it through the entire season, like, at least uninterrupted, you know?
Yeah, that's not shocking. They just have too many people and no bubble.
Yeah, it's just – and then the allowance of fans back in also only, you know, makes it worse. So we'll see. It's just so many people. Like, half, like luckily, like, so far, outside of, like, Cam Newton being the biggest name that got affected – but, like, even that, they had to still play that game without your quarterback. Like, that's nuts. But for the most part, so far, what I see is, like, practice squad players and, like, you know, assistant coaches. It's, like, just too many people to, like, try to monitor all this and, like, monitor whatever how everyone's doing. It's just you have to, like, really trust too many people to uphold and abide by certain rules and guidelines. It's just impossible for it to be 100% compliant.
Yeah, especially when they're just out moving freely.
Well, yeah. Point.
And this is what we're concluding week five now. This game will conclude week five tonight out of 17 regular season weeks. It's like,
yeah,
this is happening. And this, like, one outbreak, not even one third.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
So many schedule changes.
Yeah, so
I didn't even know that it wasn't going to be Thursday night football. That sucks.
Yeah. Well, good luck to them. I mean, I don't know.
Gotta find a new sport, baseball. Huh?
Nah.
So your Yankees got eliminated?
I did.
Because they lose is not a year, Yankees.
I'm out. It don't matter now.
No, I said I wasn't going to watch until, you know, ALCS, whatever it is. Oh, snap.
You did say that. What?
The Jets just released Le'Veon Bell. All
right.
I saw they were trying to trade him. I mean, he's just free.
How much value does he have? give us the breakdown. Where is he ranked among available running backs? Come on, bro.
Among available, he might be the top, honestly.
Oh, man. You been watching much football, or you got to – now you get into it?
No, I've been getting into it. I've been watching a lot more, especially since I, like, knew the NBA was winding down.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, this is my second best choice. Let me, like, start getting into this again and, like, seeing what's going on and following. Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't know, something about it just don't feel the same. Like,
well, it can never touch the first love, but
yeah.
It's not a bad consolation. It's good. I mean, I'm looking forward to this top of my head, this Packers Tampa Bay game this Sunday.
That should be
I gotta see what else is scheduled. But you know, in the year 2020, nothing is promised, so can't even get my hopes up. But
yeah,
I am looking forward to that. I know off the top of my head, I'd have to look at the rest. Oh, damn, we should have left with. Well, but prayers up to Dak, too. Why are we talking?
Oh,
prayers up to Dak.
Yeah,
jeez.
I saw that live when it happened, and it was like it took like so long for me to like actually recognize that it had like what just happened. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, his foot looked like, you know, his ankle looks that looks wrong. And it was.
Yeah.
And it sucks, that franchise tag.
Yeah, they're saying, what, 4 to 6 months?
Yeah, so.
Recovery. So, yeah, hopefully he's back next season. And, you know.
Yeah.
You can get some resolution with a contract. With a contract, whatever the team may be, because this is crazy.
Put him back on the franchise tag again, that would be nuts.
Hey, You gotta look at it.
They ain't gonna make 31 mil. They ain't gonna make 31 mil this year, though.
Yes. And if they franchise him again, it'd be 38.
38.
Ooh. Just look at it for 2 for $69.
Just like... Now my ankle hurt. I can't go back out there.
Oh man.
2 for $69.
So you gotta look at it. Yeah, I don't know how appealing these games will look to you. Well, Broncos, Pats, nah. Ravens, Eagles, Brown mm-hmm. Steelers.
Maybe.
Packers, Bucks. Mm-hmm. Ooh, my. Mm-mm. Rams, Niners is the Sunday nope. night game.
Nope.
Chiefs, Bills.
Oh, that might be good.
Next Monday.
The Bills are usually good. They're not good right now. They're not playing good tonight, but they're usually good.
Yeah, we got, I guess, a doubleheader because of all the schedule shuffle. So Chiefs, Bills, and then Cardinals, Cowboys.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I got to look at my local library allowing us to check out books now.
Yeah. NFC East is horrible.
Yeah. We still in it.
Of course we are.
Still in it. At 0-5, we still in it.
Well, we're 2 games back.
Yeah, we believe Giants.
They had a chance to beat the Cowboys, which is crazy. We so dookie. It's like scary.
Yeah. And our division is
Yeah, I don't even know what to say about it, honestly. It's just but that Northeast bias is real because every time I turn on like sports talk and stuff, all you hear is about like a lot about the NFC East. I'm like, why are y'all consistently talking about the worst division in football?
The worst. The worst. Perennially.
Oh my God, that Northeast bias is so real. They it's just crazy. Keep mentioning it. I'm like, yo, every team sucks. Like
yeah, that's why, what is it, Washington starting Kyle Allen? We got a shot at this.
And Daniel Jones, he got a nickname Danny Dimes, but.
Nah. Yeah, turnover machine.
Yeah.
We got the Washington football team this Sunday.
Damn, my brother's got a second. We going to lose that game, man.
5 picks on the season so far.
Oh, my Young God. Daniel.
Ay, ay, ay.
These dudes are trash. Jesus Christ.
How much time left in that game?
Third quarter, 3 minutes and 5 seconds. And Josh Allen just threw another interception.
Good. I've become one of those folks.
Why do you want Josh Allen throw interceptions?
Because Jay Smith.
Oh yeah, I forgot you're going against him. Well, not him, but someone on the mm-hmm. the Bills in fantasy, right? I'm about saying fantasy.
Yes, sir. Jesus. That's what it's come to.
Yeah, fantasy ruins how you watch football, honestly. How you watch any sport, especially anything. Basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you chanted against Braun, low key?
It'd be tough, yeah. To look yourself in the mirror, yeah. It'd be
tough. It like 100% changes the way you watch sports.
Damn.
All right, man, I think we hit it all.
Yeah.
Until next week. As always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys go rate, share, subscribe. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Got the full-length video clips up there, full episodes on the YouTube page. Audio is available everywhere on all streaming platforms, Google Play, Stitcher, Cast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play. I said that already. Everything, even if I'm leaving them out, all major streaming platforms, we're on there. Thank you again. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.